here at the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees. This is our meeting on September 8th, 2025 at 7 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia is absent. Mix?
Here.
Bird?
Here.
Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Pasola?
Here.
Milchewski is absent. Gatz is absent. And Forrestal?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. And recognition of visitors? Any amendments to the agenda?
No.
No. Okay. Any presentations?
No presentations.
All right. And can we get an approval of the minutes, please?
Motion to approve the minutes for Monday, August 11th, as written.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Any correspondence?
No.
No. Any public comment? Say no. Also, we do not have the Friends of the Library report today.
She gave me the report.
Okay.
Excellent. Kathy Bell, our president,
yes.
Friends president, wasn't able to be here, so she wrote up the report and asked me to read it. Here we go. So the August used book sale was a huge success. It was only a one-day sale this year, but it netted $9,099.19 in one day.
Oh, my word.
Volunteers logged 337 hours of work as we prepared for and hosted the book sale. And I know there was more than that because I didn't even put in my hours. I don't think so there's way more than 337 hours. The treasurer's report listed a balance of $23,584.08, which does not include the book sale money. The Friends of the Library are selling t-shirts, sweatshirts, book bags, and hats as a fundraiser with the help of Dope Pepper Design, which is a local company, and I have a flyer for all of you. It's a fundraiser that's going through next Monday, the 15th, so if you'd like to order, we would welcome that.
Okay.
Members voted to create our own website separate from the library's, although the library will continue to feature the organization on one of its pages. We felt the need for independence to be able to acknowledge corporate sponsors. September is our membership drive, and to date, 42 of our members have already renewed, along with 3 new additions to our group. And we would like to invite the board members to join as members, and so I have a copy of our new brochure for all of you, and inside that is our membership form. We will be hosting another restaurant fundraiser, this time at Maciano's. Hopefully on a Monday because of football, October 13th. And October is Pizza Month, National Pizza Month, so that's how we decided that. Members will also team up to participate in the Halloween Trivia Night, which is on October 22nd, and we are going to be supplying snacks for that event.
Okay, excellent. Wow. That sounds like a very successful month.
Yes.
Thank you, Sharon. Wow. Any staff comment?
No.
No? Okay. And report of the treasurer? This is how.
Yeah, I can do it. My credit card is at $1,900 this last month, and that includes paying of two of our bonds, our treasurer's bond and our commercial crime policy bond.
Okay.
And then as far as the bills, it's a very small bill list this month.
I was going to say, let's.
So, no surprises, anything in there.
Okay.
So, if somebody wants to make a motion.
I would like to make a motion to pay our bills in the amount of $17,974.96 for accounts payable, $67,499.40 for payroll, for a total disbursement of $85,474.36.
Second.
Yes. Byrd?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Fasola?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Nix?
Yes.
Okay. And the report of the library director.
My report starts on page 22. I've added some pictures of our helpers for the setup of the used book sale. And then the bottom picture is the first 5 minutes of everybody. It took 6 minutes for everyone to get through that standing in line. And wow. I counted 208 people standing in line.
Wow.
And they also counted, we had 1,600 people come through the door that day for the sale and for visiting the library.
Sure.
Wow. A lot of people, very busy. And that it explains
the success of the sale. I was going to say.
Yeah, of the sale. Cool. Let's see here. Verde will be starting on next Monday.
Okay.
They are the ones that will be doing our LED upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
They anticipate taking about a week.
Okay.
I have ordered the new meeting room chairs.
Okay.
We had a $5,000 donation from the Friends of the Library.
Okay.
So those should come in the early part of October.
Okay.
So you'll see that on my credit card bill next month.
Sure.
Let's see. I had to call to have a service call done on this meeting room handicap switch. Just wasn't working. So luckily, he repaired that the day before the book sale.
Oh,
so that was lovely. But while he was here, I also had him just look at all of our other handicap doors, and he did find that one interior handicap door in the main entrance was leaking fluid, and it was sitting in that box thing.
Okay.
So we're ordering a new one because he says eventually you'll see that it won't open as far, and then it will start closing quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So as soon as that comes in, they'll be back to install that. I've reached out to our E-rate consultant. He is going to rebid our server switches with, so that includes the installation and configuration.
Okay.
And I've told you that we are taking 19 members to Pug Day.
Yes.
On September 26th.
Yes.
That's that Friday. Mm-hmm. So we are traveling to East Moline. So we'll probably be leaving here around 7:15.
Okay.
And then probably getting back around 6 o'clock,
I believe,
because it's an all-day event. So we will be taking 4 vehicles.
Okay.
And so it'll be a long day.
Oh, sure.
So that day also, our carpets and floor will be cleaned as well.
Okay.
So we coordinated that. Mm-hmm. I sent you guys an email. Rails is encouraging all staff and trustees to sign up for an L2 account.
Mm-hmm.
So this account allows staff and trustees the opportunity to register for webinars and workshops and other library-related events. And because this is Library Card Sign-Up Month, they will put your name in a drawing for a Visa gift card. So please do stuff. I have all of my staff already signed up for them. So.
Okay.
I've been asked to sit in on a Senior Services Advisory Council. Valerie is also on that council. They had a meeting today. Normally it's the first Monday of the month, but they had it today because of Labor Day. I couldn't attend that one. We called AID Multi-Crisis Unit a couple weeks ago to come speak to one of our unhoused individuals. I happened to get a flyer from them the day before, so we were able to call, and they came right over. They spoke with him, and they were able to set him up with services, and they took him that night to a facility, a shelter.
Okay, excellent.
We haven't
seen him since.
No.
Is he the guy that was sleeping on the picnic bench?
No.
That's someone else.
That's someone else. Okay. Yes. Yep. Let's see here. I also subscribe to an ILA newsletter, and I see that they are offering a new network webinars for working people. And this one is on specifically for trustees. So okay. It's Be the Best Trustee You Can Be. Mm-hmm. It will be November 5th at noon to 1 o'clock, and it covers topics like ethics, open meetings, FOIA, anti-sexual harassment training, best practices for running an effective board meeting. So in your packet, there is a link that you can register for that if you are interested.
Okay. Thank you.
Our new mobile app is going to go live September 29th. It's going to replace the Prairie Cat app, and the new one is called Prairie Cat on the Go. I have it in beta form right now, and I've been playing with it, and it's so nice. It's much better than the one that we're currently using. So, and then they will sunset the current one a month later.
Okay.
So I'll have more information at the next board meeting. And that is my report.
Okay, great. Thank you. Do I have a city council liaison today? Standing committees? We don't have anything on standing committees. Any unfinished business?
Yes. So last month I talked about closing early for the homecoming parade.
Yes.
That the parade is on Thursday, October 2nd. And there was a little discussion, but my recommendation is that we close the library at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So we've got to discuss it.
Yes, are there any further comments?
No.
Okay. Okay. At this point, then.
You have to vote.
We have to vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to close the library early. For the homecoming break at 4 p.m. Thursday.
October 2nd.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Bissola?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
And Bird?
Yes.
Find a new bathroom, Ryan.
I know.
That's what I just said, too. All right, so we'll be closing on Thursday, October 2nd at 4 o'clock.
Maybe I should just vote no for some fun. Make a little lighter.
There you go.
We'll make sure that we post that.
Yes, of course.
All over.
Yes, okay, great. Thank you. And any new business?
Yes. First thing on the agenda is to approve a new revision to the non-resident library card policy.
Okay.
Portion of the circulation policy.
Okay.
So on page 33 of your packet is the new draft that I've put together, and on page 35 of your packet is the old policy or current policy. It's very wordy, and the A, B, C, and D are actually administrative rules that are confusing for people, and it's not often that they come up, so I don't believe that they really belong in the policy. What belongs in there is the actual Local Library Act, which I put on under purpose on page 33. And I'm breaking it down into eligibility, the fee structure, and the payment options. The reason we're doing this is because the governor had signed House Bill 42 that gives the library boards the ability to offer non-resident library cards instead of annually, either biannually or quarterly.
Okay.
So my recommendation is that we do it biannually. I spoke with our circulation manager who will have to keep track of this and monitor it, and she feels it will be easier to do it biannually. So when they purchase their card, they'll just pay, they'll find out what a year will be. They'll pay for the 6 months, and we'll put the expiration date at 6 months. So when 6 months is up, they'll have to come in and pay the second 6 months.
Second,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It just is simpler and easier to understand here versus putting in these administrative rules.
Sure.
And then I've also just included in the board packet the actual law.
Okay.
And highlighted where the new part on page 40 will fall into here.
Okay. Is there any drawback to doing biannual for the library itself?
For the library,
yeah,
other than just keeping track.
Okay.
I mean, it'll have to be done with a spreadsheet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't pay annually if you want?
You can.
Oh, you
definitely
can.
Okay.
Yep. So payment.
You can pay in full.
Yeah, your payment
options
are annually or biannually.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I think the risk is that there could be a fair amount that don't come back in for the second.
Month.
You know, that's probably the biggest risk.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Our tax rate has also gone down a lot, so people might see the price of their bill, you know, before it might have been considerably higher, and they might just opt to do the full year
annual
too.
Okay. And that's going to put everybody's renewal on a weird. Well, so, like right now, on the annual basis, they have to pay on their annual renewal date, so you have to track dates for everybody as it is. Now it's just breaking. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Because it doesn't necessarily align with like a calendar year, a tax year, or anything.
It would be
okay.
Lovely. If it did. Lovely. So when they get their card, we just put their expiration date a year from that day.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
But can I ask? The way this is written, it only gives them the choice of quarterly or biannually.
Right. Now you want to look at
page
33 and 34.
Okay.
So if we...
Okay, good.
If they don't renew or they don't come back the second 6 months, then we lose that.
Potentially lose
that.
Potentially
lose that revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But on the plus side, you might get people that might not want to pay for a year, but feel consider...
Right.
So, I mean, it's probably a wash.
May have more. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I think it could just come in the warm ones, right? When it's nice out, and then when it's cold, they stay home.
Yeah. Or that's the best time
for the time, right? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's nice
say.
Yeah.
Okay.
And has this policy been reviewed by our attorney? Do we feel it needs to? Or okay.
Is this something we need to vote on today?
It might as well.
Okay. Do you feel? Okay. Okay. So I make a motion to vote on the policy revision of our non-resident library cards as written here.
Second.
Make it a roll call, please.
Kedney?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
And is there anything else for new business?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
The last thing on new business is we have to start reviewing the Illinois Public Library Standards. That was that packet I gave you. And we are going to do review 4 each month. I won't be here in next month. I'll be at conference, so we won't do it then.
Okay.
So September, November, and December we'll review for each of those months, and okay. then the report's due in January, so we'll be good there.
Okay.
So tonight we're going to review the access, governance, and administration, human resources, and safety and emergency preparedness.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, this is how I went about this, is I just took this and checked off, yes, we do this, no, we don't do this, we can be working towards doing this, so
okay.
We'll just go through it
okay.
pretty quickly, maybe. So we're going to start with access on page 43 of your packet. And access is your common requirements, your accessibility layout, your comfortable seating, adequate spaces for study rooms and youth. And it also notes that the library should review the long-term spatial needs of the library in conjunction with the current strategic plan. So, check. We're going to be doing that. We're not doing that now. We will be doing that.
Sure.
So, standard number one. Yes, we follow all the state, local, federal laws. I subscribe to the Municipal Minute, mm-hmm. So I get emails from them.
Okay.
I subscribe to the ILA News, Rails News. I get memos from our attorney when anything changes or anything that we need to be aware of. Standard number two, the library is open a minimum of 15 hours a week. We are open 55 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
So we check the intermediate box, but we do not check the advanced box.
Okay.
We are not open 7 days a week.
Okay.
So that is something that is part of our strategic plan,
right.
the last part.
Yes.
So I will put that in our report.
Okay.
We review our long-term space needs, or we will be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also part of the strategic plan, is conducting the community needs survey for space
mm-hmm.
questionnaires.
Mm-hmm.
The library provides an exterior book drop. Yes, that's open 24 hours, 24/7. We have alternative methods for picking up and returning books. We do have curbside pickup. So if people don't want to come in, they can call us, they pull up, and we'll bring their books out, and we'll take their books back. We also do off-site pickup and return. We have homebound delivery that Cheryl does. So monthly she goes to the senior housing, and she will bring them books and return books. So we get to check all three of those boxes.
Okay.
We don't have a bookmobile, kiosks, or automatic lockers. Have adequate, safe, well-lit, convenient parking during all hours of service. Our entrance is clearly visible, well-lit. Space is adequately illuminated. We have a lot of natural light. Library has energy-efficient lighting. Yay! number eight. And multi-language communities, signage is provided and relevant. We don't have signage for, other than we have a Spanish section,
mm-hmm.
but we don't label signs in the library
okay.
with multi-language. Number nine, the last column for advanced, the library provides dedicated space for other specific populations, sensory space, comfort rooms, mother rooms. That might be part of our space study.
Yes.
Right now, we don't really have those specific spaces. We don't have the space right now.
Okay.
We meet 10 and 11 and 12. The library has rooms designated for programs, meetings, and individual and group study. So we do have those. Obviously, we can use more of those. So that's it for access. Access is pretty easy. But we're going to switch to governance administration. So this one speaks to your duties as a board. You set policy, you oversee budget, you hire a director. So the standard number one, we check the core and the intermediate. The attorney reviews the board bylaws periodically. We haven't done that, so that might be something in the future that we do have them do. I keep a list of the policies that the attorney does look at and when they do. I can't speak for the past. Number two standard, yes, we follow the Open Meetings Act, and we have the FOIA officers that are through the city, and all trustees must complete OMA training, which they do. Three and four, we check all of those boxes. Number five, the library, under the advanced box, the library creates a vision or value statement that is part of our strategic plan, so we revisit that every time we do our strategic plan. Number six, under the advanced category, it says trustees serve on other local communities and forums, acting as a bridge from the library to the community. I don't know if any of you do that. Please let me know, and I can keep track of that. You know, I know, Jason, you're involved with the Scouts, and I know, Valerie, you're involved with the Senior Services Association.
Also the Health Department.
The what?
I'm on the Health Department's Environmental Advisory Board.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys can just send me what you do, just so I can keep track of that, and I can add that to the report.
To
that would be great. Seven, eight, we check all of those boxes. Nine, the strategic under intermediate. It says the strategic plan is reviewed regularly by the board, director, and the staff. That's going to be done quarterly now. Let's see about that. There's so many notes. Sorry. Ten, under the intermediate, says the library has a succession plan for the director and the key staff. We just have it from me, so that might be something that I look into, is having our managers also do that as well.
Okay.
Number 11, the director develops an orientation program for new trustees, which I have done. And then under 11, the intermediate checkbox, I don't believe this is being done. The board actively participates in ongoing continuing education activities.
Is this something we should be doing as a board?
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I wanted you to fill out that L2.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Anytime that there is any kind of training, it's just it's just a good thing to do.
Sure.
What if we do the training through work? Every workplace I'm at.
Like,
do I let you know that?
Does it pertain to government?
Oh, maybe not. I don't think I got the L2 email, but I'll talk to you about that.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Let's see here. Number 13. Under the intermediate, so the board advocates for the library with local stakeholders. So I I put in here that we do a connection with the school, city, YMCA, chamber, county, senior services. I could do a little list there. The advanced column is the board advocates for the library with state and federal stakeholders. So some of the items on there would be to write and call your legislators, attend meetings of other units of local government, serve on the ALA, ILA system, legislative committees, participate in other community organizations with similar legislative interests. Those are key ideas.
Okay. Can you do us a favor as far as where we feel that we should be as a board, as a trustees, doing some further like the training, etc.? Could we maybe receive...
I don't want to overwhelm anybody.
Sure, but even if we have like just a little bit more of the detail, like what you're saying, what would come, yeah, what would qualify as that, and then perhaps we as a board could figure
out. So these standards are not that, I'm not saying that we're telling the state that we are working towards some of these.
Sure.
We're not going to be able to do all of them.
Of course not. But maybe there's a few things that we could do as a board of determining what that looks like for us, and make a point to actually to know what it is and to do it.
Sure.
Right? I don't think that would be a terrible idea.
So if I see webinars and things like that, I can certainly send to you that I think are important.
Okay, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
That would benefit the library. Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
And just be sure to let me know if you
actually
do them. Yeah, because that can be reported on as well. We check all of those boxes. 15, we check the first two. And that's it for governance. Okay, human resources is needs work.
Okay.
Needs work. So, on human resources, for standard one, the library has sufficient staff for the hours that the library is open. We have adequate staff. We don't have sufficient staff. Our staffing numbers are low compared to state standards. With our population, currently it's at 21,600, but I believe the city believes that it's over 25,000, and that moves you up into another bracket. But I'll just compare the current bracket.
Which is where we're the special census that they're talking about doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So currently we are at 11 full-time equivalent people, employees, with the 6 full-time that we have and our 18 part-time staff. It equals around 11. To be considered minimum at 21,000 people, we should be at 13.4. To be considered a growing library, which is what I think we should try to reach, should be at 18.8. Budget's not going to allow for that, so maybe we do more part-time people. So that'll be part of the budget talks.
Sure.
What can we do?
Okay.
We are really at that point right now where we're at that tipping point where we can't really add more programs and services because we don't have the staff to.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get staff burnt out.
Yeah.
So something to think about.
Which is in our long-term goals.
Yes.
One of our,
Yeah.
Okay.
Standard number two, the library has a set of board-approved personnel policies. Yes, we do. We review them on a regular basis. The personnel policy is reviewed by an attorney We have not done that. So again, that is something that could be done. We are part of HR Source, and they offer that as well. So that might be a better alternative, is to have them look at it first.
Okay.
To see if it needs to be elevated to an attorney.
Do we pay anything to have them do that, or?
That might be a charge.
Okay.
But it might not be as much as an attorney.
Right.
Okay.
And then they might come back with the suggestions, and then you could take it to the attorney. So he's not reviewing the full policy.
And yeah, for any sort of HR personnel policies, it's always good practice to have a set of legal eyes on it.
Yeah, because the laws change so much. So standard number 3 under HR is the library provides job descriptions for all positions. We currently have them, but they need updating.
Okay.
They need definite updating. So again, part of the strategic plan was job descriptions, pay grades, staffing. So, like I said, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in this chapter. The library compensates staff in a fair, equitable, and competitive manner. The library allocates up to 70% of operating budget for salaries and benefits. This includes FICA, pension, and health benefits. So we are currently at 62%. So we're under that 70% threshold. Our new full-time person has opted out of health benefits right now, so that might put us, that will put us higher, closer to 70, if they opt into health benefits next year.
Okay.
And then the other two parts of number 4 are also part of the strategic plan. Number 5, we check all 3 of those boxes. 6, we check the first 2. The last box is the library employs a staff member who is dedicated to human resource management. We don't have that on staff here.
Okay.
7, we check all 3 of those boxes. The last one, performance appraisal system, develops work goals and activities that align with the strategic plan. So part of that is staff professional development, individual development plans, so which I'm currently working on this year, so I guess we kind of check that box. Number 8, the employees receive thorough orientation and job training. The library complies with all state mandated training requirements. We do harassment training yearly, bloodborne pathogens. Part of the strategic plan was to improve staff onboarding in all departments. I have to speak with that on the next one, that's safety.
Okay.
Safety training and that. The library supports and encourages staff to acquire new skills, keep current with new developments in public libraries, and renew their enthusiasm for library work. So we ask everyone to do continuing education every year. It's part of their goals, either through workshops, webinars, in services, like our Pub Day, that I would be counting as staff training for the IPWA report, Reaching Forward, ILA conference that I go to. And then the last one, library has a succession plan for the director. Yes, we do. The second column, we don't have succession plans for staff with specialized knowledge. So we don't have an assistant director. Our facilities manager is through the city. Our IT manager is contracted out. Business manager we don't have, so that one doesn't apply to us.
Is your HR in-house or is it at the city, technically?
It's me.
It's you. Mm-hmm. You are the HR.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
The city, they do their own thing.
Separate. Okay.
If there are any HR issues, yes, I would have to contact. I would contact either HR Source. They have a hotline.
Gotcha. Yes.
Or I would contact our attorney.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Last chapter. Safety and emergency preparedness. So, standard one, yes, we checked that box. We have a succession of authority in our disaster plan. We have a PIC statement in our disaster plan, community relations statement in our disaster plan. Number two, the disaster plan is located at each of our desks, service desks, and we have it on our shared drive as well. Number three, the library provides training for staff on safety and emergency preparedness. So this is where we do our library in-service. We always go through our disaster plan. It would be every other year we do that. And we walk everyone through the library, showing them where all of the fire extinguishers, the fire alarm, pole alarms, the emergency exits. We've purchased a weather radio, so that's come in handy this summer. Mm-hmm. It scares the staff because it's really loud.
Sure.
We have all of our exits, our fire extinguishers, our AED is all labeled. And, oh, that's it. So when we do our new employee onboarding, we'll add a short safety training to them. Because that's number two, or intermediate in the number three core standard. Number four, the library has a board-approved patron conduct policy. That one has been approved by our attorney. We check the other two boxes on that. And number five, the last two columns. This, when the library was created, we had he was considered a project manager.
Right.
He was also part of the fire department, so I will check with him. I believe that these emergency routes and plans have been filed with them when this building was built.
Okay.
But it'll be good to check because
sure, it's not okay.
Six. Yes, we checked that. Seven, we checked the first two. The last one, the library has a separate emergency and safety procedure manual for the public that is posted in public spaces. I'm not sure what they mean there, but other than I've put in my notes that everything is labeled with signage, like I said, emergency exits. The fire extinguishers are all labeled, so I believe that's what they're looking for there. Number nine, that's the second box. The library seeks to be included in the community plan and works with local agencies and contingencies for various crises in which the library can play an essential role. This speaks to the library being a heating and cooling center.
Mm-hmm.
We are also a crisis location for Y-115,
okay,
if there's ever an emergency. They ask every year if we can be included in their crisis plan. So, And the last one is, it's to equipment inspections, which we have a whole list that we do every year. Elevator, backflow, fire sprinklers, fire extinguishers, fire alarms, smoke detectors. Those are all inspected every year. The library has a maintenance protocol for emergency systems and equipment that is reviewed on a regular basis. So this is part of the long-range plan as well for maintenance and that.
And eight, did I miss eight? Did that, those both were set on those? The disaster recovery plan that's kept an off-site location?
Yeah.
And the technology.
Four chapters. Sorry,
Y'all. No. Okay. Yes, we're done. Here. All right, need to do. Okay, excellent. Any other, anything else?
No.
Okay. Anything, any other business that needs to be discussed? No. And no executive sessions? No. And nothing for new business continued. Are we set to adjourn? Yes. Mm-hmm. To make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Would you like a roll call?
I'd like a roll call, please. Yes.
Hissola?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Thank you.